The Record is spinning here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Dorn is asking lawmakers to change the state's teacher evaluation system, or he warns Washington will lose its waiver from the No Child Left Behind law. At issue is statewide test scores and teacher evaluations. Current law says test scores can be one factor in teacher evaluations, but now, according to Dorn, the federal government wants that word can to be changed to must. Randy Dorn, how you doing?
Excellent.
All right, I want to ask about this for people that are not following the issue that closely, certainly not as closely as you are. What's the big picture here? What does the federal government want Washington and other states to be doing?
Okay. First, I want to be real clear that when this came up 4 years ago in Race to the Top, which was a federal program to get extra money to change schools and upgrade them and reform them, that I made the comment that we invest $40 million a year in our state assessments, which is 3 through 8th grade and one test in high school in language arts, math, and then we do science in 5th, 8th, and 10th grade. That we should, if we have those scores and we have the data, that when they are reliable and available, we should be able to use those in our state, new state evaluation system when we evaluate teachers and how we would improve teachers. Right now, it's permissive. They can use them. They don't have to. I've always said, we're going to invest $40 million. Let's use the scores. It's an element of the assessment. It's not 50% of the evaluation. It would be an element of the assessment, 1 of 8, and we should use it. Now the federal government, we got a waiver to No Child Left Behind, which was what the Bush administration passed, and that puts, it was a ratcheting up of that all schools would fail by 2014. If we lose the waiver, we will lose about $22 million of flexibility for school districts that can use it in their Title I reading and math program for low-performing children.
So that's 22.
Somebody like Seattle, it would be about $2 million.
That's $22 million federal dollars that we're able to use currently, and they'd take that away if we're not complying with No Child Left Behind?
Correct.
How do we compare to other states on this?
Well, most states are actually, for quite a while, has actually had this kind of legislation. A lot of states passed it in the last 2 to 3 years. We did change ours. I want people to understand that we actually prohibited, up until 3 years ago, of using state assessments in your evaluation system. We took that law off the books, and then we said, can use it. And now we're looking for the word shall, which I think is the correct thing to do, that everybody's evaluation system, 3 through 8th grade and in the 10th grade, should use the assessment system as an element of the evaluation system.
A lot of teachers and teachers' unions are opposed to this. You disagree with that. What are you hearing from state lawmakers? Where's this going to end up?
Well, they say that, you know, we should be able to come up with a compromise or language and things like that. So, you know, it's not new to me. I've always been in this. I was a principal in the 80s and the early 90s, and I always looked at the assessment scores that we had and took a look at where our gaps were, where certain teachers and grade levels, their kids weren't doing as good as others. So I sometimes think this gets blown out of proportion, and it just makes common sense to me. If you've got the data, you should use it in a positive manner. I think that when teachers take a look at it and they get used to it, a lot of districts have already started using data in the evaluation system, and they bargained it at the local level, but it really should be statewide.
You mentioned compromise. Is there some word between can and must when it comes to using these student test scores?
Between the two, but I don't really know. I'm not a legal beagle and that, but, you know, the idea is it shouldn't be permissive. Is that all the evaluations, when it becomes available, and we're not just saying state evaluations. The law actually says that you can use the state evaluation, and also you can use classroom assessments and those things. So there's other assessments that you can use also.
All right. Randy Dorn, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW.